Hello, my friends, and welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast. I'm Paul White. It's the 28th day of October, and I want to welcome you on this Thursday and hope and pray that you are blessed and we're believing good things for you. We're trusting that no matter what you're going through, and I do realize that there are some listeners who are going through almost unimaginable. I probably can't even wrap my mind around what you're facing, the danger you're facing, the heartache you're facing, the pain, the confusion. I don't claim to walk in it exactly as you do. No one can claim to walk in it exactly as you do. But I believe that wherever we are, He is. He walks through it with you. So I want to encourage you that I'm believing God has your hand in His hand, walking with you through what might be the valley of the shadow of death, and let you know that He is prepared to comfort you in the midst of that, whatever that looks like. I want to give that as a word of encouragement today. No matter how severe or how minor your issue might seem to be, it matters to Him about you. And if we can start to believe that, we can have what Jesus said to His disciples in John 16, "In the world you will have tribulation, but in me you will have peace and great joy." Great joy. And that seems almost impossible in the midst of tribulation, but if you've ever known Him and His love and His comfort and His affection, then you know it to be true. All right, I just felt compelled to start with that today. What is this podcast, if not a word of encouragement in your life, and hopefully a little something, just a few minutes of a little something to help pick you up. Today we go back into this little tributary. We've been in Genesis 12 talking about Abraham and the promise, but for the past, five podcasts, at least portions of five podcasts, we've been in Galatians 3, walking with the Apostle Paul through his understanding of the Abrahamic covenant, and he's now juxtaposed it up against the Sinaitic or the Mosaic covenant. He doesn't use either of those words. He just calls it the law. The law, 430 years later, can't annul the covenant confirmed by God. And so Paul is now putting the law and Abraham's promise, what we would call the Abrahamic covenant and the Mosaic covenant or the old covenant, and he's putting them up against one another. He will then put the covenant that they are under up against the old covenant a little later in chapter 4. And we'll leave that alone because we're really trying to focus on the Abrahamic story. I was thinking about this morning before we started recording. What if you just jumped in and you thought, boy, my friends told me this guy was studying Genesis, but he's over here in Galatians. I mean, why? Well, of course, you know that we're working off of the Genesis 12 story, but also it's like we're floating down a river. And I look at the Bible, I've been writing this in my book, Greater Than Jonah, that I've been working on. I've got a segment in one of the chapters called A River Runs Through It, where I'm trying to show that there's this stream that runs through Jonah that really shows what God's up to. But that's just a stream as part of a greater river. And the greater river is the entire Bible, that God is showing us the river of His love, and it runs right through Jesus, out of the Garden of Eden, through Jesus, and into the New Jerusalem. And we can pick that up in different places, and there might even be some sermons we do on that, because that's what happens when you write. You end up coming up with sermons, or vice versa. That's the way I do. And anyway, I'm writing about the fact that although there's this main river in the Bible, and I think the river is God is love, God is mercy, God is long-suffering, God is good, any other little branches of that might be interpretations people have of God in the moment, or interpretations people have of God that aren't really God. They're more of a golden calf version of God. And some of those get wrapped. They get stuck. What Brian Zahn calls oxbow lakes. They aren't the main stream of the river anymore. And I think that's the best way to view some of the biblical stories as well. And I should say that differently. Maybe it's not the way to view some of the biblical stories. Maybe it's the way to view some of the interpretations of God within the biblical stories. Because as we know by reading the book of Job, not everything that comes out of people's mouths in the Bible about God actually reflect God. That's one of the great lessons we should take from the book of Job. You get to the end of it and God goes, what were you talking about? And if you're not careful, you'll quote some of that stuff from the book of Job thinking you're quoting something principled and spiritual about God. And it's not, because God comes in and goes, all of you were wasting your time. Nothing you said mattered. And so, I know I'm being long in this. I try to lay podcasts like this out as a way of framing Bible study as much as studying the actual verse. And so this might help you. So what we're doing is we're running off on one of these side streams. And I sort of had this little vision as I was praying this morning about what we're trying to do. Is we're going down this river of thought with Genesis and the Abrahamic story. But if you've ever been on a river, and I've done a lot of floating, a lot of boating. When you're raised in Missouri around rivers and now I live in North Georgia, there's a lot of waterways. You float or you boat. And when you go down a river, you might come to a fork where the river goes to the left or to the right. And there's sort of an island in the middle. And if you let the current take you, it will depend on what part of the stream you're on as to whether it'll take you left or right. But I've been on a lot of these where you can tell that the main body of the river goes one way. That's where the water's swiftest and deepest. And then this other one is just this sort of side meander, but they meet back on the other side of the island. I feel like sometimes in Scripture, that's what we do. We're meeting back. That's actually what we're doing with this Galatians study. And there was one thing, I really just had one thing I wanted to bring out today. I didn't want to just bring out one sentence and that be the whole podcast. So I said all of that to just get us back into the text. I'm not ready to go to 20 yet. There's two things in Galatians 4:19. One is the fact that it was appointed by angels. There is a school of thought that the New Testament writers had begun to view the law as having been mediated by angels, but not reflective of the true heart of God. Stephen gives a little bit of a hint of that in Acts 7:53, who said, we received the law by the hand of angels and have not kept it. But that opens a can of worms as to whether these angels were giving the law without God's approval, and I'm not prepared to go down that road. But I do lean to the school of thought that what the New Covenant writers saw was that the heart of God was not to live in the law. It was beyond that. And that's what Paul's trying to say. But this is really where I wanted to land today. In the middle of verse 19, the law was added because of transgressions. I said this yesterday. I want to say it again today. And I want it to be the last thing we really concentrate on this. I truly am grown to believe that God added the law because of man's transgression against man. That God knew that man needed bumpers. He needed instructions for how to treat his neighbor, even forcibly how to treat them. And the law served that purpose. For a long time, I've worked on this passage as being the transgression of unbelief only. I still believe that's part of it. But let me say again, we'll close. God added the law because we transgress one another. Okay, why don't we need the law now? Well, we need laws to keep from transgressing one another. But we have the internal guide of the Holy Spirit who loves the neighbor and the others. That's why we're freed from the law, but we're not free from the law of Christ. I'm going to talk about that a little bit. We're going to take another stream tomorrow. That set us up. I needed all that. Set us up for another side stream. See you tomorrow. God bless.